Clipper Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of Traitor Games by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Toby Longworth. Quest presents an unabridged recording of Traitor Games by Andrew Raymond, narrated by Toby Longworth. Prologue. 1 year ago. Crossridge Hotel, Rocky Mountains, Colorado. It may have been summer in the Rocky Mountains, but the silver Jeep Grand Cherokee, snaking its way up the switchbacks to the Crossridge Hotel in the setting sun, showed the ice warning light on the dash. The hotel grounds were set 5,000 feet up, in the shadow of the Mount of the Holy Cross, one of the tallest mountains in Colorado. By evening, the temperature had fallen to an unseasonably cold 4 degrees Celsius. Factoring in a mean wind chill, it felt closer to freezing. A man in his late 70s, with an impressively full head of white hair, sat alone in the back seat, a shearling sheepskin coat draped over his shoulders. He sighed at the Der Spiegel newspaper article he'd been reading, then cast it aside. The article showed a picture of British Prime Minister Simon Alley at Camp David, shaking hands with the U.S. President. The headline translated as, "Decision Time for Alley." The driver slowed to a halt at the entrance to the Crossridge Hotel grounds, a barrier across the road, manned by 4 armed guards. The man in the back seat of the Jeep put down his window. "Good evening, Max." The guard, American, replied, "Good evening, Mr. Van Hayek. It's an honor to have you here again, sir." Max motioned for the barrier to be raised. There were armed guards patrolling the entire perimeter of the estate. They wore Filson hooded hunting jackets in a pale brown and green mossy oak camouflage, blending their outlines seamlessly with the surrounding terrain. They carried ultra-compact Sig Sauer MPX Copperhead submachine guns in a distinctive light brown color. The barrel was just 3.5 inches long, but it was highly accurate. Anyone attempting illegal entry onto the closed grounds would be met with fearsome resistance. The Crossridge Hotel had been part of the Hildeberg estate since 1953, but it had only been used 4 times for meetings. As chairman of the group, Josef von Hayek used Crossridge as a personal winter retreat and didn't like mixing business and personal properties. But its unique, remote location and the fact that Crossridge had temporarily closed for pre-winter season maintenance allowed the Hildeberg group total exclusive use of the vast estate. Ideal for a group consisting of secretive billionaires and photo-shy tycoons. The group had met just 2 months earlier, so when von Hayek called an emergency summit with only 48 hours' notice, the members knew it must be serious. Von Hayek and his personal secretary, Wolfgang Tibor, were first to arrive.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?